Here we are in San Francisco talking everything outward bound. We're bound for the outbound. And we're here with...
Nettie Pardue. I'm the Interim Executive Director of Outward Bound California.
And I'm Chris Van Giesen, the Chief Development Officer for Outward Bound California.
Emma Rapp. I'm the Director of Communications and Outreach for Outward Bound California.
Amelia V. Hill, Events and Communication Manager for Outward Bound California.
Background and history and the core of Outward Bound and its California connection.
So at Outward Bound California, we change lives through challenge and discovery. And we do that through outdoor experiential learning programs that foster character development, leadership, and service.
Question for me I've always been curious about is recruitment. Where do the kids come from? How do they find out about it? Do they seek you out, or is it counselors?
Well, we're lucky at Outward Bound California because we are a part of a national network of 11 schools. So some of our students, our open enrollment students, come through a national network. And then we also have a very strong local presence. So at Outward Bound California, two-thirds of our students are on scholarship.
So there is no financial deal breaker then? It's accessible to anybody?
Yes, it's accessible to anyone. And so our Bay Area programs, we have a lot of partnerships, and we work with schools and partners to bring in students who can be served through one-day or five-day-long programs, or even longer.
And give us an example of some of the things you do in your Outward Bound. Would ropes courses be an integral part?
Yes. Typically, ropes courses are a part of our programs at Outward Bound. It's very exciting, though, because at Outward Bound California, we are in the process of building a ropes course at McLaren Park that should be available for all partners to use by the spring of 2019.
Tell us about why the ropes program has been and remains an integral part of Outward Bound. There's some real game-changing stuff that takes place.
Yeah, so our ropes course programs across the U.S. make our programs accessible to more students. Our classic wilderness programs, some students don't have the time or the ability to go out for, 14 days long programs, but our partners can come out for a one-day program, and then they can slowly work their way up to a four-day wilderness program. So when you come to a ropes course program with Outward Bound California for a day, you're likely to build the teamwork within your team and understand the value of getting out of the classroom and experiencing outdoor programs.
And give us a visual example. What are some of the physical things they actually do?
So on our ropes course program, they might start off in our low challenges. We may ask them to get a couple inches off the ground and all together balance on a balance beam, or go through an activity, a series of ropes called a spider's web. After the morning of activities or a few hours, then they might move up to our higher elements where they're off the ground for 30 feet high, and then they'll be belayed through a support rope, and they'll traverse cables through the trees.
And integral to the program is working together, teamwork.
Yes. So one of the one-day program that I spoke about is called our Insight program. And so through this Insight program, a classroom or a group of 11 to 12 kids from a classroom broken up into two groups. Maybe a class of 24 comes out, and we break them up into two groups. And teamwork, trust building, communication, all be developed throughout this progression of a day. So I spoke about our Insight programs a few minutes ago. I'd like to also talk about the other type of programs that we offer with our Insight programs. We offer rock climbing and sea kayaking, along with team building days at the park too.
So tell us about you and what your expertise is and your passion in the program.
My role in Outward Bound California is to focus on fundraising and development. We have a wonderful and robust donor base here in Northern California and throughout the state. And we rely on their support in order to follow through with the programs that we use to serve our communities. In addition to that, we also have revenue that comes in through our programs, where people help to pay for the courses that they go on, and the fundraising that we do actually supports that as well. And my passion on a personal level has been with Outward Bound for a long time, even though I've only been with the organization for a little bit. Allowing a chance for youth and adults to have a chance to be in the outdoors and experience different experiences has been a wonderful thing to be a part of for the last year. We're excited to be working with the Hilton again this year.
And that's a Hilton San Francisco right in Union Square, right?
Right here in Union Square, that's right. They've been wonderful partners the last couple of years working with us on the City Skyline Challenge. which is an amazing event that takes place every year. This year it's going to be on October the 12th and 13th, and it's a chance for people to come and support the work we're doing through an amazing event that takes place throughout that weekend.
When you say open to people, that's the public, so you and I could sign up and do this?
It is.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
That's a very good question. In its fifth year, and something I experienced last year on a personal level, the public has a chance to come out and support us through signing up and actually rappelling off of the building.
And you're talking way up.
I'm talking way, way up, right? The 46th floor of this building.
Are you sure you want to do this again?
I'm not sure I want to do it again. I had an enjoyable time myself, but it's really... I think the opportunity for people to do something above and beyond what they would normally think about doing and to experience something that is really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is something you'll never forget. And at the same time, giving our participants a chance to raise money for our organization and others in this community, in this Tenderloin community, is just a win on multiple levels.
So you can be Spider-Man.
You can be Spider-Man. That's right. You can be whatever you want to be and feel safe doing it. It does take a little while to get over the edge, but once you're over the edge and look around you, it's a pretty spectacular day. And I think, again, the opportunity for people to sign up and take pledges as they rappel, it gives them a chance to give back to this organization as well as others in our community, which is a really special feeling for people to get involved with.
I think that it's important to also highlight how through the City Skyline Challenge and participating as a rappeller, you get to experience in a small way what it's like to be a student on course through challenge and discovery. We also discover things about ourselves, and in this rappelling experience, our participants get to discover that they can rappel off the 46th floor of the Hilton building, which to some at first, you know, hard in the throat, it's a hard no. But we encourage people to really do challenge themselves and discover more than they thought that they knew.
What's closest to your heart with Outward Bound? When I say Outward Bound, what do you first think of?
My name is Emma Rapp. I'm the Director of Communications and Outreach. I've worked for Outward Bound for 5 years. A couple things that I love most about this organization. One is it's a wonderful place to work. I feel truly that I'm a better person for working there. The core values of the organization around inclusion and compassion and excellence really speak to me in a lot of ways. And I see it come forth in the office, in the field, as well as with students. So I feel really fortunate to work for an organization that makes me a better person. We were also recognized in Outside Magazine as the best place to work the past 2 years. So I think that is a recommendation of what I just said around working there. The other piece that always really speaks to me is I think the student experience, the ways in which we use risk and challenge to teach versus kind of this fear of risk and challenge and this turning away from it, trying to bubble wrap our students and ourselves versus kind of pushing through it and learning how to make choices in risky environments. We talk a lot about perceived risk and actual risk on course. So we try and keep actual risk very low so our students are safe, but we keep perceived risk high, maybe rock climbing, rappelling, something else that feels really scary and risky so that we can provide a container where the students are cared for, but they're learning and they're challenging themselves. And for me, that is something that's missing in our education system and why we're such a great partner to schools and nonprofits.
There are two levels of Outward Bound in the challenge programs. In the one level, it's very much an individual challenge, the person stepping up to the plate and confronting fears and whatnot. But another dynamic equally important is teamwork, working as a team. Mm-hmm. Can somebody talk to that aspect?
All of our courses take place in groups. Mm-hmm. As part of a crew, 10 to 12 students will go out on an experience. And throughout the challenge, people are having the experience as part of a group, but then they're having an experience as an individual as part of that group. In the evening, they may get together and debrief the day and talk about how they were impacted, their highs and lows. And then we'll talk about how the group impacted them and how other individuals impacted them. A very unique component of an Outward Bound course is what we call the solo. And it generally takes place about 3/4 of a way through a course, depending on the course length. And it's a time for students to reflect and have individual time to contemplate who they are as part of a group, who they are by themselves. So there's this constant going back and forth on an Outward Bound course about who I am, but in also who am I as part of this group. So it's a both and, mm-hmm. an individual and as a member of a community. The community being a group of people, but also the environment that one that you're in. You're a community member of a specific environment as you travel through that environment.
And a lot of the kids that come together individually, do they go away with new friends and new friendships, I imagine?
Absolutely. Some of these students will report back to a 16-year-old student from 30 years ago may report back that they made best friends with folks on that course, and they're still friends with people who are part of their crew. We have a great program in the Bay Area called the YLC program. It stands for Youth Leadership Corps. And this program is an application-based program. It's fully scholarshiped. And these are all students from the San Francisco Bay Area who apply to this program. It's a 14-day program, and then it's followed up by a service project. So each student will implement and design a service project a specific day of the month, and the group will gather back. So typically, sometimes our programs, students will end the wilderness experience and then go home and have to keep in touch with their friends remotely. But the unique part of the YLC is that the students have the powerful catalyst expedition, but then they will come back once a month and renew those friendships and those bonds that they discovered, and they will also be part of implementing service to their local communities.
For kids, say, Redding, California, or San Diego, what's the breadth? You know, where do kids from the far north and south reaches, how do they connect with Outward Bound?
Well, I would say, like, our programming is for all ages. So when we say students or participants, we're referring to a wide range from adults to middle school age. And so depending on, as Nettie mentioned, we do have a national network of 11 schools where people can sign up, tag their interests first. You know, like, I'm interested in going rafting, or I'm interested in dog sledding, or I'm interested, and then the course will populate around which school is the most appropriate and guide them there. In California, we specialize mostly in wilderness, backpacking, climbing, sea kayaking, and mountaineering.
So a kid might sign up and wind up in the Lake of the Woods in Minnesota, right?
If that's where their interests are peaked, yeah. Some other things that we find really interesting here is we do a survey with all of our students, whether they're open enrollment, which is what the style that we're describing, attaching their interests first, or if it's an established group in our group program, so whether that's from a classroom or a nonprofit organization. We do survey all of our students and ask them questions, and 86% of our participants responded in being more confident in leading others. Because of the expeditionary learning model that we model a lot of our courses after, we really do focus on that group maturity level, growing group dynamic. So that's something that we're really proud of.
Oh, I was just going to say, too, in terms of maybe a student from Central California or Northern California. We're based here in San Francisco, but we also have base camps in the High Sierra, outside Yosemite, and then in Joshua Tree. And so whether that student wants to go on course on, like we were saying, that open enrollment model, they can definitely do that and go all over the country, actually all over the world. We're in 41 countries. But we work with a lot of schools across California and take those groups to Joshua Tree, to the High Sierra, to Yosemite, to the Bay Area, and they're going with their classroom or their after-school group. So just because we're based in San Francisco doesn't mean that we won't serve that population or that school.
Talk to us for a moment about outreach and work with at-risk kids. Might be in juvenile detention.
Yeah, so Outward Bound does have a history working with students in the juvenile justice system. That program actually isn't operational anymore. It was basically a student had an option to go on an Outward Bound course. We like to say we work with all students. I think the term at risk is tricky for us, right? At risk of what? What does that actually mean? So we tend to say Outward Bound is for all students. We work with public schools, private schools, colleges, adults, veterans groups, kind of across the spectrum. And we see Outward Bound as a really essential piece of their educational process.
And working with school counselors, I imagine.
Yeah, a lot of school counselors refer students. We partner with a lot of school counselors. But again, I do think that the Outward Bound experience can be kind of that cornerstone of any developmental stage. So, you know, we get a whole gamut of students on course for sure.
I was just going to say, Tom, if your listeners remember one thing, they should really be excited about the opportunity in October.
I knew you were going there.
That's okay. No, I was just going to say October 12th and 13th, it's going to be an amazing opportunity for people at the best time of the year in San Francisco to have a chance to rappel from the 46th floor of the hotel,
Hilton
Union Square Hotel, while at the same time giving back to an organization and a community that is a wonderful partner here with the hotel. And I think it's something that is unique. It is something that people probably would not have an opportunity to do. And as talked about, it really challenges you on a personal level, but also gives you an opportunity to give back and raise money for an organization. So,
okay, so if somebody listening wanted to be Spider-Man and come to the city, what do they do? How do they sign up?
Well, they could go to our website, which is outwardboundcalifornia.org, and there will be information there in the next couple of weeks here in about mid to late June, and they will have a chance to sign up, and I would encourage people to do that sooner rather than later. There's a limited number of spots.
Can they sell out?
We will sell out this year. We anticipate to have people on both Friday and Saturday in all the slots that we have. If they have more questions, they can go to the website.
One more time, because that's also the one-stop shopping website for any information.
So if you're looking for more information about our City Skyline Challenge in October, please go to obca.org. That's outwardboundcalifornia.org.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Tom, it's been a pleasure.
Mine too. Thanks so much. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from San Francisco. We'll see you here with Spider-Man on the top of the Hilton Union Square, San Francisco.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.